This time we're going to take up our tithes and our offering today. Don't let us forget the educational fund.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
I say we are in the house of God this morning. We come to be together. We come where you can praise your God. You have a right to praise your God. And you got a right to run, jump, whatever you want to do. You got a right to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were studying about patience this morning. And I said, Lord, that's wonderful. But I got something else too. I got expectation. I'm expecting God to do what he has put in my heart. I'm expecting him to do it. I'm expecting something to come after this 10-day fasting. I'm expecting for you to get up. I'm expecting for God to stir your soul. I'm expecting it. I remember when we used to fast, when we were first got saved in the church. And this time, listen, we've been pity-patting. I said, we've been pity-patting. And I've been treating you like kids. But it's, now, this just come to me. It's time to grow up. I say it's time to grow up. We're going to all need to grow up. This fast, don't be trying to see how much you can eat. I want you to really sacrifice this fast. And if you do, on that day you come, God going to tear this church. I mean, listen, we used to fast. And God will just tear the church up. Just we will just be so happy. And you know what I mean? Because it's something about when you fast. Because you're putting away self. I want you to put away as much self as you can put away. You hear? And all these things you've been carrying, your weights and your sins, I want you to lay it aside. Amen. I don't want to have to always go in Galatians until I get some new folks up in here. I don't want to all teach you the same thing over and over and over. We got to go on. God got something he want to do with this church, but he can't do it until we kind of get in the place to get it done. Amen. Not bragging. I'm going to fast 21 days. I do it once a year, I try. So y'all, you know, we going to pray for you, Pastor. Pray for myself. I'm going to be all right. I fasted and I ain't never tell nobody when I fast. I'm going to go back to my old self. Is that okay? Yeah, all right. Amen. Because you ain't got to tell nobody no way. It shows up. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to be here. So happy to see my brother-in-law. I just, you don't know. I'm happy to see you. I'm happy to see you. I want you to know that there's a God in heaven. I want the world to know that there's a God in heaven. And that I don't want you to stop sitting down and figuring out things like they're supposed to be. Hear what I'm talking about. I was listening, talking to somebody, and they were saying, how old is your husband? I said, he's 79. Oh, like you got to lose your mind at 79. Where's that wrote down? I want you to get out of that stuff and get into this word. And if the word says you can be, if the Lord said Moses was, then try to be like Moses. Now, I'm really no kidding. You know, they got it wrote down just like they say, well, you know, something such would happen here. Such a, how you say you, what you supposed to do? I ain't supposed to do nothing but what that word says I'm supposed to do. Get full of the word of God. Your mind is young. Take in the word. Remember some of it. Your mind is young now. And when you get older, you know, I got to be so old, Lord, I know where this word at. There are things that's in my heart, you know, the things that mean something to me. I can remember. You know, I can remember those things, but I said, Lord, I should be remembering more than this. But you know what? I'm just going on. Come on, let's go together. And you know, I ain't stopped yet. I've been running for Jesus a long time, but I ain't tired yet. And that's the truth. I am not tired. Listen, you're going to go through trials. I thank God for the trial because it's teaching me things. And I want you to know God is moving. Y'all, you know, we just like Rhoda now. That tells about, you know, God moved. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's saying, praise the Lord. Yeah, really? You know, you act like you weren't expecting God to move. Now, if y'all ain't expecting nothing, you just get out of the prayer thing. And get people in there that's expecting something. You know, God put those things in the Bible for us to learn. Ain't that right? I'm expecting God to do something, sister. If God speak to your heart, I told the Lord everything he done told me. Everything he promised me. Every dream I've had, I want it. I said, because you said it, and if you said it, it's going to happen. You too old? I ain't too old. Come here, sister. I just got to give you a hug. You bless me so until you just bless my socks off. It's what I say when I'm real blessed. When I say when I'm real blessed, my socks, bless my socks off. Praise the Lord. You know what you're going to do now? We're going to sing something for you. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind. Ain't no harm to keep your mind, child. Stayed on the Lord. You're going to be all right. I woke up this morning. You're still human, but be all right, Savannah. Yeah. It's God's will. Amen. Well, it ain't no harm to keep your mind. Stay, don't you? Oh, it ain't no harm to keep your mind. Yes, Lord. Stay on the Lord. Well, it ain't no harm to keep your mind. Ooh, stay on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know, I've been singing and praying with my mind. I have to do that. Stay. Well, I'm singing and praying with my mind. Stayed on the Lord. Well, I'm singing and praying with my mind. Stay on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, children. This time of the season, if you don't get what you need, then you ain't got the faith to get it. Because God has pointed out now. And he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Come on now. Hallelujah. She going to be all right. Y'all love her. Because she's going to be all right. The devil is a lie. No, he ain't going to take nothing. No. He ain't taking nothing we got, sister. We going to and take everything back he done took from us. He ain't taking nothing we done got. Sick of him. Amen. Amen. Just keep you a song in your heart. Praise God. Rebuke the devil and he will. Rebuke him. Say, no, 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 you ain't taking my joy. No. You ain't taking my peace. Uh-uh. You ain't keeping me up. No. You have to fight him. You got to fight him. I want to go into a scripture that some words that we've been. We had a good Sunday school. Al is really growing. I just really appreciate it. And we've been having some good classes. And I've been just really appreciating. I just really appreciate y'all. I do. Praise the Lord. And you're just growing. I just appreciate you. And I'm just so tired-tongued. I'm so happy. You know what I'm happy about? Because I see God moving. That makes me happy. I see him moving. I mean, you know, I see God moving. People be talking, but, you know, I see God moving. Amen. And, you know, the Lord said, you know, y'all like Rhoda. Didn't you expect for me to move? Are you praying? Ain't you expecting me to move? Are we praying and not expecting God to move? God getting ready to do something. He gonna let people know who he is. I tell you that. I mean, God is God. And he don't never change. I want to go to a very familiar scripture. I'm going to start. And I got everything that's marked down in this Bible. But I just been going from place to place. 103 Psalms. I'm going to start there. The Lord told me, I can entitle this one, Lest We Forget. Lest We Forget. That's the title. I don't have time on my messages, but this is going to be one I'm titled. Psalms 103. Y'all know that. That's a simple one there. But the Lord gave this to me. Hallelujah. Children of God, you in this life, you're going to go through trials. Brother been preaching that, and it's the truth. We've all been preaching. We're going to go through, children of God. But we got God to take us through. That's something we got to. We got somebody on our side that made the heavens. We got somebody on our side that made the earth. And you can just look out there and see the goodness and the power of our God. All that he asks you to do is just obey him. Listen, all these things that we read last week about the uncleanness and all this, if we would just keep the word, just one word could have 15 things attached to it. You know what I'm saying? So you have patience and you find out you can do this and you can do that and you can praise God. You can, cause in there you looking up to seeing the stars. You seeing what he has promised you. You, in your patience, remember. Oh, that's good. I like that. I'll take that. In your patience, remember what God has done for you, or you're going to be down. But David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. It's really simple. All that's within me. What do we got in us? Watch out now. All that's within me. Bless his holy name. And if you can bless him when things come up on you, you know you are getting there. You can judge yourself. I said, you judge yourself. Lord, I got to come up from this. Listen, this ain't been pretty for me. But I have to tell myself. I say, Lord, I got to tell myself. I said, I've had people good that go. I know you, I'm saying it over, but listen, this thing's admit. Did something really good for me. And I was kind. Be kind to your enemy. It put coals on their head. They don't know what to do. See, the devil don't know what to do with kindness. You know, you're like, I'm going to tell them off. You tell them off and you done lost ground. If you tell them off, you done lost ground. But if you be like your lovely self, cause you got Jesus, you got love down in you. Praise the Lord. Just be nice and be kind. I was nice and kind. I sure believe that. Sure would. So yesterday, Clay, can I tell this? Well, y'all in my business. I want y'all in my business too much. I was talking. And he said, could you call me sometime? And I went over to the house. He said, could you make these checks out for me, honey? He said, I don't be knowing what to, I can see the, what I miss. I don't know what to do with nothing. I just don't know. I'm waiting. Say the right words, buddy, and I'll be there. Got to say the right words. But I'm kind. I ain't say, well, you could make them out yourself. You sound, No, I put that love on him like I do them pies. He likes cider. It's a drink. I bought him some. Give it to him for Christmas. Yeah. I say, I'm going to love until he can't stand it. Amen. I'm going to love God's people till they can't stand it. Amen. And your enemy, Jesus really told you love your enemy. Didn't he say it? Oops. It works. I said it works. I said, Lord, work on it, work on it, work on it, work. So I'm going to do something and tear them and burn the clothes and give them away. Honey. I said, honey, don't mess with burn my clothes. Now that's all y'all gonna know. I ain't gonna tell you how to bless the Lord on my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. I got something down in me, I believe I do. Because I can bless it. And I bless it with everything I have, I understand. And that's all God requires. That's all he requires. He ain't trying you to, you ain't got to try to be black. Nobody, be yourself and do what you do. He said, listen to this, what David said. He said, who forgiveth? Now, bless the Lord on my soul. And listen now, don't forget his benefits. See, now, when you in your trials, you're going to have trials till you die. I want y'all to know that. But then think back what he did. Don't forget his benefits. That's lest you forget. Don't forget. It blesses you when you tell God, say, Lord, I know I'm going through this, but, you know, I remember when you brought me out of where I was. Y'all know y'all been stinkers in your life. Tell God, Lord, I remember. Now I'm sitting in the house of God, and I'm praising you. Hallelujah. That was a time I was in the bar. That was a time I was up in a hotel. That was time when I had a bottle of drink. That was a time when everything was in my life. I was in the hospital on the bed. I didn't know whether I was coming through. I was in a car accident. But bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, that's within me, blessing. Oh Lord, I remember when you brought me out. I remember when God did something for my life. And that's what you need to do. Stop sitting down talking about what you ain't got and look at what you do got. You know, well, I ain't got. Yeah, but what do you got? You got something. Hallelujah. He said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Ain't that something? Now, y'all read this, but that's something else. He said, healeth all your diseases. Now, I believe that. I said, all your diseases. It didn't say nothing about somebody. I said, well, you know, this is hard. It ain't nothing too hard for God. I don't like when people talk about this is too hard. Not for God, it's not. It's not nothing too hard for God. You go to the doctor, God forbid it. And you got cancer. Don't you get down. No, don't you get down. Cancer just a word to God. He ain't care about no cancer. He don't care A, B, C, D. Come on with it. He'll heal your cancer. He'll heal your anything you got. I say he will heal you. I say he will heal you. And he's going to heal all of his people. I just believe it. All I do. Amen. I believe that before the time of Christ and it's now, praise the Lord, our sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Our young men are going to see visions and our old going to dream. I believe what the Bible say. And that keeps me up. That keeps me in hope. It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet, children of God. Hallelujah. God's going to do things that's going to help people. He says signs and wonders. Wonder go, you don't have anybody too down. Your brother ain't down to whatever he is to you. You told me about this morning. He not down. No, he said though I be in hell, he can go down there. I just believe him, sister. And I believe we got to believe him. I believe we got to get stupid. I believe we got to say, oh, God, I can do that. You know, they said, well, you know, doctors say so. He's just a man. You know what I'm saying? We believe in the people that who just had to go to him to get what they got. What do they got that he didn't give them? Will you tell me this? You get in your fine car and all this in there and almost like a, I say, man, do everything but eat. God gave man the wisdom to do that. And I said, look at you, God. You did that. This ain't nothing for you to do. I mean, that ain't even a drop in the bucket. There ain't nothing, Lord. And I've been telling him, I said, Lord, this ain't nothing for you to do. It ain't nothing for you to do. And you see what he has done for you. The things that you believed in for you, remember? Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Read the next verse, sister. Sister, read the next verse. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. You know, you was on your way in a bad place. Hallelujah. Listen, children. I don't care what you're struggling with. And I know people struggle with stuff. I know they do. We living in a day where the devil ain't letting go like he used to. He holding on. With everything. He know he ain't got about a little time. He got sense. Oh, he holding on to everything he can because he know you don't know no better. But I'm going to tell you, if you dare to walk in that word and let him do what he say do, resist him and deliver him free, to do this and do that, God going to do what he say. God is not going to let you down. He ain't going to let you. He pity us. God won't always stay. I've read a scripture where he's not going to stay in a place where he did, you know, whooping us all the time. God is a God of love. God just wants us to obey him. The only thing we get in trouble because we don't be obedient. Then I thought about the kids I raised. The ones that was obedient, it made my heart feel good. But if a child I had to always whoop and, you know, always do something to, it made me feel bad. You know, if I always had to whoop them because they won't do right or, you know, something like that, they talk back. I didn't have too much of that in my family. I'm just saying, if it was the times that there were children that I have that was very obedient. In fact, the Lord told one of them, said, you are a very obedient child. And yeah, now some of y'all else would be beaten. I'm talking about y'all. Now some of y'all I had to kind of, you know. But I tell you, you raise your children, or anybody, you know, you tell me, especially your children, they are great lessons. Your children are great lessons in life. You raise them in the ones that you ain't got to tell to wash the dishes, and you ain't got to tell to sweep the floor, take out the trash, make their bed. You really loving them. And you find yourself, if you don't be careful, you be kind of turning toward them. But watch it now, because all my children I tried to love alike. You know, but they all different. All my children are different. And so I tried to love them a lot, you know, try to understand where they are. But I remember telling Dee one time, Dee didn't like oatmeal. She didn't like oatmeal. And Dee was like Gwen. Gwen was a genius. And Dee was a little slow. Now, why can't you do this, Dee? And so finally, I said, Lord, she ain't none of Gwen. And so I started loving Dee for Dee. And Gwen for Gwen. Yeah, Gwen, you know, you would look at books when you was a kid and you remember stuff. Gwen was smart. She'd be under the cover reading books. She was smart. You know, but everybody ain't not Gwen. Everybody not Gwen. Watch out now. Everybody not Gwen. Everybody not Dee Dee. Dee Dee got qualities that Gwen don't got. Huh? Yes. Well, I didn't want to say that then, but now Gwen, we don't want to go there, Gwen. I'm trying to be nice. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? Now, that's something to thank God for. Because what Gwen would tell you, she ain't ashamed. But there she said. There she testified. There she talking about God. Hallelujah. So, win-win. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Then one scripture I want to read to you, he said, down here, He said, to such as keep his covenants, number 18, and to those who remember his commandments to do them, is very important. And like I said, we don't want to have to keep on, because I guess you do. Whatever you have to do, Lord, we'll do it. But we want to go on with the Lord. We want to be growing up. You know what to do and what's right and what's wrong. Nobody got to keep telling you that. I'm going to turn this up. Well, I'm still in Psalms. I think it's Psalms. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Psalm 77. Remember, just remember, children, God is beautiful. And people who keep his covenants and keep his commandments and do what he say, he'll do anything in the world for you. You know how that go. You do the same thing for your children. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So David said, and you know, anybody was, you can look at David's life and tell how good God is. Come on now. But he still believed in his God. He still believed that God was who he say he is. Amen. And he went to him and just in case. He didn't care. He knew that child was born. He knew that child wasn't born right. The one he had by Bathsheba. Some y'all would have said, well, I guess you know. No, David said, no, I'm just in case. He might hear me. I love him. I want to see David. I just think he's so sweet. I don't want to be, but I ain't brave like David. We all different people. Amen. But you know, I can see how he loved and understood God. You know what I mean? He loved God. And he was, and you know what? Now, what he did, but God said he's a man after my own heart. You know why? Because he loved God. So if you letting something keep you down, because you say, well, God don't love it. That's a, go back to David's life. You sitting, you got anything holding you down. This man murdered, lied, and did everything else. But he loved God. So if you got something in your life that you're thinking, well, God ain't going to love me. He loved David. He loved the thief on the cross. The Lord knows what that man would have done. I don't know. They didn't say. They didn't list what he done. But he was on there dying up there. And they tell me the worst type of criminals. That's who the Roman people put on the cross. They're the worst criminals. The worst ones. So he could have been a murderer, a rapist, or anything. Amen. God so loved the world. I said he so loved the world that he gave his only son. That whoever believe won't perish. Don't wait till you talk about you're going to die. Because you might get killed in a car wreck. And with all these crazy folks, you might get shot in the head. Don't be talking about, well, I'm going to wait. Don't be silly. The day you hear his voice, you forget about Susie, Sally, Sammy, and whoever else, and you come running to the altar. God, save my soul. I realize what you've done for me at Calvary. Oh, I tell you, he's a good God. Hallelujah. So 77:11, did we read that? I've just got a few of the Psalms I'm going to read. That's what I had copied down. I've been just reveling in this. God told me, said, if they do, I'm going to stir the gifts up in them if they just search, seek me. You just supposed to prophesy, you going to prophesy. You didn't want to sing, gonna sing. I can see the church. I just, God just been doing this to me. I just thank him. I really thank him. So much hope has come into my heart. So much hope. And I just want to thank the Lord for it. And I think I was talking to somebody, I said, I don't care if people pray, it helps. But it takes God to put the icing on the cake. It takes him. It takes him to move your heart. It take him to give you peace. You got peace, it comes from God. Somebody may call you at the right time and kind of lift you up, you know. But when it all wind down, David said, I remember number 77:11, the works of the Lord. I remember. Surely I remember thy wonders of old. I remember. I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary, right here in the church. Who is so great a God as our God? And we sung this morning, how great is God. I just wondered, do we know what we sang? We sang these wonderful songs to God, and I believe he received them. But I'm telling you, God is on our side. God is on our side, children of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I think I got a few more. And I want to read Psalms 143. I hope that this is at least stirring your soul. Because God is something else. 143 and 5. Oh, Lord, he's so good. 143. Okay. He said, I remember the days of old, David said. I meditated on all thy works. I muse, otherwise he think on the work of thy hands. Do you ever do that? You ever think about how God good is? If you think about how good God is, you'd have a day that's wonderful every day. You wouldn't be sitting down here talking about I don't feel good and this kind of thing. You would be jumping and shouting if you could remember and bring to your mind the goodness of God. You know, think about what he did for you. If you want to go back as far as you can remember up to now. And I have done that. I said, Lord, I remember when you did this, and I remember when you did that, and you just good. Day by day we live. We got but a few more days. And it's going to all be over. Let's live the rest of our life down here serving God and giving him all we got. Lord, you know, what's my gift? I want to do what you want me to do. Lord, I just love you. You just been so good to me. Because if you hadn't been good to me, I'd be someplace else. I could be in a hospital. I could be anywhere, God. You know, my mind could be gone. I could be sitting at the psychiatrist's desk. I could be anywhere, but you kept me. You kept me, Lord. It man ain't done it. You kept me. And for the thing, most of you, psychiatrists don't go mad. When you hear all this stuff from people, they go mad. Dr. Gamal, I think they go mad. Because nobody can do what God can do. I tell you, you serving a God, you are so blessed. You are so blessed. You don't know how blessed you are to know God and to trust God. I dare you to trust him. God will do what he say he will do. I think about a lot of times I got a niece that but I pray for her. I said, oh, God, she goes through so much. All she got to do is give her heart to you. And she get a car. And she get money. She get everything. But God, you know, when you first get saved, he caught you like a don't know what. Bring you flowers and candy and stuff. Some of y'all old enough now, he may not bring you flowers like he used to. But I know, I think about her. And she just be so down. You know, get down and a man get down. But you got to have Jesus. You got to have Jesus. And they need to try to do that without Jesus. You know, I can get a preacher and tell you don't do this and that. But without Jesus, you just listen. Without him, you can't do nothing without him. Stop doing this, stop doing that. But you can't stop without Jesus. That's why he gives us the Holy Ghost. Because you need the Holy Ghost so he can guide you and lead you into all truth and help you. I'm telling you, God was good for all of us. He's not sitting down in the mornings and trying to find out what he can put a little stomach. No. The angel, listen, if the devil had his way, would none of us be sitting here? You would have got killed in that car accident. That car wouldn't have stopped. Somebody would have shot you in the head long years ago. Just so many things could have happened to you. We used to go out on the truck picking cotton. It could have ran in the ditch. Somebody driving was probably tired. I want to tell you, God loves you. God, he loves you so much. I mean, it just blows your mind. Honest to goodness, it blows your mind. You know, God. You know, you see people doing all this stuff. It's because God loves them. So I don't understand the love of God. It's because God, the atrocities that I saw the Germans do to the Jews, Hitler, I couldn't believe that people could do people like that. But did you know God still loved those people? Did you know he was waiting for Hitler to come? If he'd have come and asked God and asked God to forgive him, I mean, and really cried out to God. Now it's, the Lord said, you know, people going to have, the names, but he talking about his spirit. then his spirit going to be in your mind, in your heart, or you're not going to be able to stand. I'm telling you now, do what you know to do. Nobody trying to scare you. Just do what you know to do right. That's all. You ain't got to try to make it. Do what you know. Say, God, you know my heart. Because he does. He know your heart. He know your heart. It's good to get saved. I got saved when I was 7. I got baptized when I was 7. Oh, yeah, I went out there and did what I wanted to do. I didn't do everything, but I did what I wanted to do. But I'm going to tell you, God is real. He's pulling for us. He really is, children of God. He wants us to be with him. He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. He wants us to be with him. He loves you. He loves you in spite of you not being like you supposed, and you told him things you didn't do, and you promised him things you didn't do. He still loves you. He's still giving you a chance today to say, God, help me. I say he's giving you a chance today to say, God, help me. Help me. And he will. He will help you, children. I'm telling you now, he will help you. There's no sorrow, nothing that you go through that God is not there. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who love him. You got to know what you got to, what's belonged to you. You got to know, I said, Lord, these angels camping around me. Now I know such and such. You got to start quoting what God done said. Amen. So this day, you start off your fast. And in 10 days, we're going to be rocking. We're going to have testimonies of wonderful testimonies. Wonderful testimonies. Because during this time, you're going to put down and you're going to talk to God and be honest with him. And you know what I'm saying? Put your stuff down. If you have to cry, and you might have to put it down, you can. You can do all things through Christ to strengthen you. Nobody got through when they didn't have a little trouble trying to get there. Where you stand? All I want to do is encourage you to, this fast is important because it's a breakthrough fast. It's a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough. You're going to break through this say breakthrough. Say breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough. Hallelujah. This is a breakthrough fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the devil said you couldn't, you're going to give it to the Lord and he's going to do it for you. It's a breakthrough fast. It's a breakthrough. And it ain't for 10 days. We could have said, next year, you know, I'm going to just tell you now. So if y'all don't want to, y'all got 1 year to say whether you're going to stay here or not. Because should I be walking, I think I will. We're going to go 21 days next year. We're going to start January the 1st and go to February 1st, December 1st and go to December 21st. And we're going to do it every year while I'm living. We're going into the year because we're going to know that food going to keep us alive. I don't think God, you know, hates you for pleasure. You can have pleasure. He say pleasure, loves the pleasure more than lovers of God. We're going to learn how to love God. Who want to do that? We want to learn how to love God because he's real. You're going to go out there and turn on a key in some man made. And it's natural to you. You expect for that thing to go, Ren! Not knowing that God gave man the knowledge to do that. Then you're going to go down and probably get you some stuff liquid called gas that belonged to God too. And God showed man how to get that out the ground so you could be happy. God is good. Then you're going to get on the highway and pass all these crazy people. Some drinking, some doing this here. And some texting and some doing that. But God gonna take you home safely. So when you get in your driveway, you're gonna say, thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna come aware that God is the one that's keeping you. And without him, you cannot do nothing. Absolutely nothing. You can't. I know you think you're cute and you're strong, but you let the Lord touch you. He make you weak like a worm. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You somebody, you know that? Lord, I mean, he used to tell me, say, but she walking here like she's somebody. I am somebody. I believe I'm somebody. I do. I believe, I heard that. I was saying today, I'm going to still do. You still do. You know what I'm saying? I say, next. And you don't get it, then, hey, I ain't going to stop laying hands on people. I'm not going to stop believing God. I'm not going to stop believing because he's too wonderful. He's too great. God is great. He's great. He's great. And I don't care where you are in life. I don't care what you're going through. God will take you through. If you let him. If you let him. Now, if you want to do it yourself, it gets hard. You in something hard, you doing it yourself. I say, if you in something hard, you doing it yourself. Because he say, my yoke is easy. I just believe what he say. So if I'm suffering, I say, wait a minute, Lord, what am I doing now? I must got this thing here. I must be trying to do this thing now. Because you say your yoke is easy. And your burden is light. And he means it. He means it. He means it. So this 10 days, say, I'm going to get my breakthrough. All y'all know you're going to get your breakthrough? Shout it loud. I'm going to get my breakthrough. These 10 days, I'm coming through here, Lord. I'm getting my breakthrough. Amen. Amen. Anybody need prayer now? Join hands. Join hands, children. We're going to pray. Amen. Lord, we delivered our souls. And these are your people, the sheep of your pasture. And I'm asking you to help us. I'm asking you to help us, Lord. We're expecting breakthrough. We're going to take our gifts that was told us, lay them at your feet, and say, Lord, help me to do what you've asked me to do. We're going to see a change on the 20th. And as we come toward the 20th, we're going to see a change. And they're going to feel a change in these 10 days. These are your people, Lord. And I pray that you would touch them. In Jesus' name. The Lord go with you. The Lord give you his peace. His face shine upon you all this week. Like it's been doing all your life. All your life. In Jesus' name. Go with God, children of God. Go with God. God bless you.